I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now that's an intro. That is an intro. Welcome back, everyone. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and joining us in studio, it's our first Jolly vs. Giglio
Jolly!
In person, is Paul Jolovitz. Jolly, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
Awesome. We're good. Are you ready for debate? Are you enjoying debate week so far?
Love debate week. Here tomorrow at 3 o'clock for Daryl Morey. Today, Andrew Painter.
That's right.
Debate week rages on. Haven't seen my boy Hugh in a long time.
Yeah,
terrific,
it's been a minute.
To do. Yep.
And now Hugh gets to be in the room.
Yeah,
for debate
I mean
day.
For this greatness.
Yeah,
I'm big to be here.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see where it goes. All right, let's get to it. So we're gonna do this kind of debate style where I'll present an idea and then Jolly, you get to have your thought on the whole thing.
Yep.
And then we'll rebuttal and we'll go back and forth here. So, all right, obviously the Phillies are in a bind right now with their bullpen and their pitching staff is unique because they have a lot of starting pitchers and they have a bullpen that is shaky, especially after the Jose Alvarado suspension. So, Jolly, I brought this up about, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month ago, and I feel even stronger about it now after the Jose Alvarado suspension. I believe the Phillies should prepare Andrew Painter to be a reliever down the stretch of the season instead of continuing to build him up as a starting pitcher for this year. I don't view the Phillies as a team that needs a fourth or fifth starter to win the World Series. They have enough starting pitching to win the World Series. What they don't have is a bullpen to win the World Series. And if you look back, baseball's changed. I mean, it's not what it used to be. In the last 10 years, the fourth starter on a World Series team, like the guy who got the fourth most starts in the postseason, averaged 2.2 starts the entire month of October. Basically, we are preparing Andrew Painter to get maybe two starts in October. That's what this whole thing is about. If they continue on the path of a starter, he's going to get maybe two starts. Teams don't use starters with days off in the postseason. They use three. And I don't believe Andrew Painter is going to jump Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, or Christopher Sanchez at this stage of his career. So he's going to be a fourth starter at best. I think they'd get more out of him in August, September in the major leagues as a relief pitcher and into the postseason, where with his arm built up the way it is, he could probably take down two innings at a time and help the Phillies win the World Series. I believe he should be in the bullpen down the stretch of the season. You save the innings, which we know he's probably on an innings cap anyway, and you get a better use out of him. I'm not thinking so much about how many innings we're going to throw next year. I'm trying to win the World Series this year. And, Paul, the best way, in my mind, for the Phillies to win the World Series this season is Andrew Painter coming out of the bullpen in September and in October, a la David Price, a la Adam Wainwright, and many others that have done this over the years. I want Painter coming out of the bullpen in the biggest games to try to win the World Series.
No, not me. Andrew Painter, in my opinion, Joe, is the biggest prospect in the history of this team. The biggest pitching prospect in the minor leagues. You recoil at that. Forget what Cole Hamels did in the major leagues. Don't look behind. Look ahead. Andrew Painter, at this point, is the highest regarded Philly prospect ever, period. Number one.
Well,
he also had Tommy John surgery, which is much more important. That the other is just a factoid, but the Tommy John surgery, you don't want to alter the rhythm of a guy in Andrew Painter. You got a guy who could be great, who had Tommy John surgery, you're babying him. Now you're talking about warming him up on certain nights, going back-to-back nights, changing the whole rhythm.
Back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, it's silly. It's ridiculous. You don't need a reliever in the regular season. You can make him a reliever in the postseason if you want to. If he's going to be that fourth starter, first of all, I think he could climb ahead of Luzardo, but whatever. We'll see about that. He's got to earn that. But in the postseason, look what the Dodgers did with Walker Buehler last year. Anybody can be made a reliever in the postseason, but you can't change the rhythm. You got plenty of guys out there you can get. There's no reason to panic. Mariano Rivera, in my opinion, the most valuable player in the history of baseball for one team over a 10-year span, was valuable because of the postseason, not because of the regular season. They're going to get there from the regular season with what they got. Alvarado makes it worse. I think Alvarado is much worse from a personal perspective than a team perspective. You never panic, ever, ever. David Robertson's out there. Flanagan, Mason Miller, you're not going to get him, but there's plenty of ways to go. But you don't change the rhythm of a kid this big. You got Mick Abelnay who came up. You want to turn him into a reliever? Fine. Want to do that? But until there's a problem, don't worry about a solution. And don't worry about a solution that impinges the biggest guy, the biggest piece you got. We've treated him like a baby, and now you're going to go changing the rhythm all over the place? Can't do it, no way.
Well, you can do it. I mean, there's no you can't do anything. Also, I don't agree he's the biggest prospect in the history of the franchise.
Who's bigger?
Well, Dominic Brown was the best prospect in baseball.
No way.
He was.
No
way. He was rated the number one prospect in baseball. Was he not?
This kid's much bigger prospect than Dominic Brown.
But that's your opinion. But in terms of rankings, he's not even the number one prospect in baseball.
Talk to some scouts. Okay. Much bigger.
Was David Price the best prospect in baseball? Yes, he was. David Price,
so
in 2008, David Price had never thrown a pitch in the minor leagues other than being a starter.
Neither is Andrew Painter.
They called him up in September, and they put him in their bullpen and helped them get to the World Series. And then David Price went on to win a Cy Young and to finish twice, second, two other times. He pitched for a million innings in the major leagues.
And like, how many Tommy John surgeries did David Price had?
Okay, I don't know. Well, he didn't have
zero.
One then. Okay. We're 2 years removed from his Tommy John. This idea that we are babying a pitcher that's 2 years. Now, if this was a year ago, Jolly, I'd be with you. Then you're messing up his rhythm. He had Tommy John surgery in July of 2023. You call him the best prospect. This is the most babied prospect I've ever seen.
I agree.
He hasn't pitched. He's pitched like 20 innings in 2 years.
I agree. So why are you going to break that now? You've handled him with such kid gloves.
Because I'm trying to win the World Series.
I agree.
Do you want to win the World Series?
All that matters is winning the World
Series.
Well,
then where does he help you more?
You'll find out at the time of the playoffs.
No,
what
I know.
What are you worried now about it for?
Because, for number one,
ridiculous.
They have to get to the playoffs. This fait accompli that they're in the playoffs is totally untrue. The NL is as strong as I've ever seen it. They might need to win 93 games just to make the playoffs. This bullpen is one of the worst in baseball.
No, it's not one of the worst in baseball.
It's not?
It's bad. No, that's an overreaction. Typical Philly overreaction.
They came into yesterday, 23rd in ERA. That was with Alvarado. You take Alvarado out of this bullpen, what is it?
Who's overrated? By a mile,
and he's the best one they had in the 23rd ranked bullpen in baseball.
Romano, when he's good, is very good. If Romano goes south, then you got a problem. But that's what Dombrowski's here for.
Ohtani and Betts and Freeman are coming up, and you want Jordan Romano on the mound in October? I mean, come on. Jordan Romano?
I don't know what I want yet. Romano was pretty good with Toronto.
I want dominant arms. You're right. Baseball's changed. Dominant arms is what you need in October. This kid has a dominant arm. The idea that he's going to get hurt is so, like, why are we so afraid he's going to get hurt to pitch an inning or two in October?
It's not about an inning or two in October. It's about the constant warming up, the back-to-back nights.
Well, no,
why are you going to damage this guy? Why are you going to say?
Damage him. He's 2 years. C.J. Wilson had Tommy John surgery. He was a pitcher for the Rangers and the Angels. Tommy John surgery, came back as a reliever, then pitched four 200-inning seasons. This idea that he can't do this, or it's...
I didn't say he can't do this. I say you don't tempt fate.
Tempt fate?
And you're tempting fate for no reason. You don't need this. Why is Andrew Painter needed by this team?
Have you seen their
other options?
What are the options?
Mick Abel. Kyle Flanagan.
Mick Abel's
David
pitched
Robertson.
One game. David Robertson?
David Robertson pitched pretty well
He's
last year. He's
40 years old and unemployed.
But until you fail, Joe, you try other things. Andrew Painter's an
40
absolute
and
last
unemployed.
Resort.
Last resort. Okay, so let's play it out your
and
way.
Even then, I'd be edgy, but I would use him. I want to win World Series at all costs. Nothing matters to me except winning World Series.
It doesn't sound like that.
Nothing. No, but I don't know Andrew Painter's going to do that. You act like this guy's your golden ticket. Put him in, win. Might as well have the parade now, right?
Well, if he's that, you call him the best prospect they've ever had.
That doesn't mean he's going to be the best pitcher ever. That means he's got the most potential.
Absolutely,
potential is what you haven't done yet. What you haven't done yet, you have to do in the way you do it, and changing that rhythm would be ridiculous.
Just to make sure we're on the same page. The reason you're not doing it is you're afraid he's going to get hurt.
No, that's not the reason.
Give me the biggest reason.
Because you're going to change the rhythm of a guy who's been in a particular...
He's a baseball
Joe,
player.
Give me a chance to talk.
Oh, my God,
rhythm.
This rhythm.
You could say that. You're going to warm up back-to-back nights?
Well, no, you don't.
You're going to pitch him back-to-back nights? Back you're going to get up and warm up?
You don't have to do that.
You're going to turn a rookie into your savior?
Why not?
All of a sudden, this guy's going to be a savior on a World Series team?
The Francisco pressure? Rodriguez, 2002. David Price, 2008. We've seen this over and over again. Big arms help you win the World Series.
I don't recall Tampa winning. And are they getting David Price having Tommy John either.
Hold on. We can't talk around here like getting to the World Series is easy. I mean, the Phillies 2 years in a row.
It doesn't matter, though. Winning the World Series is all that matters.
Yes, and if the Phillies put Andrew Painter in the bullpen, they'd have a better chance to win. They don't. If I say to you right now, Paul, what do they need to get to the World Series? A fourth starter or a bullpen arm? Not a soul listening.
Why are we worried about this in May? It's ridiculous.
Because they don't. You have
to. If you go to the playoffs, Joe, a guy who's stretched out to be a starter can always dial back and be a reliever, a la David Price, a la Walker Buehler.
So wait,
a la a lot of people. So, why do you do it now? It's absurd.
So you think it'd be healthier for his arm to just spring it on him in October rather
yes,
than prepare him?
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
Give me an example.
Ask a major league pitching coach.
Give me
about
an
that.
Example of any young pitcher who's ever been asked to do it on the spot in October.
Well, nobody because you don't do that.
Because you prepare them
to do it. Period.
So this Cardinals who won a World Series with Adam Wainwright was a top 20 prospect in baseball, and they said we have a hole in our bullpen, and he closed out the World Series.
Do you realize?
Hold on, David Price was the number 5 prospect in baseball.
Good.
We live in a bubble here. I know you don't, but we do. Andrew Painter is no better of a prospect than David Price.
Yes, he was.
No, he's not.
Yes, he was.
David Price was the number 1 pick in the draft. David Price is one of the greatest pitching prospects ever and lived up to it. If Andrew Painter is David Price, the Phillies will do jumping jacks. And the Rays put David Price in the bullpen after never doing it in September.
Made a mistake. Great. That doesn't mean everybody else who has this decision. Yeah.
How is it a mistake?
They didn't win.
So they didn't
win. He's a starter. Maybe they win. I don't know. Maybe they win. I have no idea. But they didn't win. We're under the...
Jolly,
the,
they don't get to the World Series unless he's in the bullpen.
We're under the misguided philosophy, Joe, that getting somewhere matters. It doesn't matter. Winning is all that matters. If you do something and it doesn't work, even if you lose on a walk-off, game 7, whatever,
right.
You lost. So, you win or you lose. Cold, hard fact.
What do you think
line.
Gives them the better chance? Take Andrew Painter out of the mix. If I tell you the Phillies can acquire, add to the team between now and the end of the season, a guy who slots in as their fourth starter or a bullpen.
Your assumption is he slots in as a fourth starter.
Would you say right now, do you believe right now in October he will get more starts than their top 3 guys if everyone's healthy?
I think it's worth trying him
in
July
on,
when he comes
come on,
up and seeing what he.
You know that's not true.
No, you just say everything you say is, that's not true.
Zach,
why?
If everyone's healthy, he's going to slide in ahead and get over Zach Wheeler, Christopher
not
Sanchez,
Wheeler,
and
no.
Lozardo?
Yeah, he could slide in over everybody with Zach Wheeler.
Oh, come on.
Anybody.
And he's going to have enough innings. He's pitching 5 innings.
I don't know, but I want to try it. I want to find out.
So what are you doing? Because he's going to run out of innings as a starter.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why is Andrew Painter a better solution than Mick Abel? And I'm not talking about Mick Abel Sunday. I never liked Mick Abel. But he's not walking people. He's throwing strikes.
Yeah.
Kid throws 98 miles an hour. You're not in a pressure situation.
Look at their careers, Jolly. I mean, one guy's been good for 7 weeks.
I don't care. But you're in a situation now where you're panicking where there's no reason to.
Why am I panicking?
I'm just using your top prospect in the bullpen for no reason.
I'm using an asset to help me win the World Series. Why is everyone afraid of this?
Why do you think Andrew Painter's going to succeed as a closer? You're telling me about all this. All of a sudden, you're assuming Andrew Painter's going to be Mariano Jr.?
Well, the history of baseball is guys' stuff plays up in the bullpen. I mean, it's been like that for 100 years.
Do you realize one thing? Do you realize that every reliever in the history of baseball
is a failed starter?
Is a failed starter,
so
except
stuff,
for Houston Street of the Colorado Rockies.
So their stuff plays up in the bullpen.
Well, it depends. Maybe they have one pitch. Maybe they're missing something. Maybe it's a mentality thing. Mm. But you want starting pitching is where it's at. It always will be. That's what wins championships. Bullpen is very important. But you don't go to this level and put this kind of prospect when you have other solutions and it's May and you got a good team.
I'm just not sure I'm not sure what is the downside besides a fear if he gets hurt. The downside,
that's a huge downside.
He's 2 years off of Tommy John surgery. His arm is fine. Like the idea.
You're sure of that? You're now an arm surgeon.
The Phillies are rolling him out there every fifth day. He's not healthy?
They want to stay healthy.
Yeah, right. The idea that he's going to get hurt doing this is just fear. There's nothing more than this than fear. My perspective is this. I believe he'd help them more in October, taking down 2 innings at a pop in multiple games in a series rather than one start a series and maybe he goes 4 innings.
So why put Zach Wheeler in the bullpen? Why not?
Zach Wheeler goes 7 or 8 innings.
Maybe Andrew Painter will too. Who knows? You give him a chance to starter, stretch him out and see what you got.
Yeah.
You stretch him out in July, August, and then, Joe, if you see that He's a guy that has trouble going distance. Then you can put him back in the bullpen.
I hope everyone's going to be happy when he pitches one or two postseason games, goes four or five innings, and we have to watch Jordan Romano and some slop Dombrowski trades for in July try to close out the Dodgers, because that's what we're headed towards.
So you're assuming he's trading for slop.
Have you seen his deadlines here? He's traded for slop every deadline.
That doesn't mean he will this time.
Okay. Well, then you have to overpay.
Then you overpay.
Oh, okay.
The fact that people don't want to overpay is the most ridiculous thing. When you want something in life, Joe, you overpay, period. You don't say, I'm going to give you this for that.
This guy doesn't overpay.
Hugh wouldn't overpay, but you overpay in life. Overpay, you get what you want.
Okay.
When you see Ballmer and you want the Clippers.
All right, Jolly.
It's just ridiculous. So you don't risk a guy like this.
So you're afraid. Just say, I'm afraid he's going to get hurt. But you have no other reason.
I have plenty of other reasons. You just don't do it.
That's logic. You just don't do it.
It is logic. No. Because you have a starting pitcher, far more important than relievers, and you have plenty of other options.
Again, other teams have done it, but Jolly won't do it.
It's a hot take. It's simply a hot take.
It's a hot take to move a young... That's how I know a debate's over. When Jolly says it's a hot take to move...
It's a hot take. You do hot takes all the time. This is another one
It's a hot take to move a young starter with an innings cap to the bullpen to start his major league career. That's a hot take?
Yep.
So that this
one.
But when, when the Cardinals did it with Rain...
I don't care about the Cardinals.
All right.
I'm not the Cardinals. I'm not Tampa Bay.
When other teams...
I'm the Phillies of 2025.
When other teams do something, that's okay. When we want to do it, we can't do it. Oh my goodness.
You know what it reminds me of?
No, it's timeout.
You're making a mistake.
Timeout, Jolly. You know what it reminds me of? We are afraid. We have fear in this city of doing something unorthodox. Hold on a sec. Hold on. It reminds me of last year. I'm not sure if you said this, but other people were upset. Oh my goodness, the idea of moving Trey Turner to the outfield. Oh my God. Meanwhile, Mookie Betts changes positions every other week for
Mookie
the Dodgers.
Betts is 20 times more talented than Trey Turner.
Trey Turner is just as athletic as anyone
no
in baseball.
Way. Not as an outfielder. I've seen them both play. Mookie Betts can play anywhere.
The point is,
very few people
the
can
point
do that.
Is, Jolly, other teams can think outside the box and win championships. We got to stay in our box, though. We've got 8 starting pitchers. We have no one in the bullpen.
Saying other teams, that's just a silly thing to say.
Well,
hold on. I'm going to let you guys each go a minute. Closing statements. We got to wrap this up.
Kyle has lost control.
Once we invited Jolly in, this was going to happen.
Joe, when you look at a situation, you look at what this team can do this time. You think about what the Phillies of 2025.
Yeah, I'm watching.
You can't worry about what the Cardinals of 2008.
No, but you can look at how champions are built.
Yeah, Tampa Bay didn't win last time I checked.
They won the American League Championship.
I don't care. They didn't win the World Series. You think the American League Championship that's not winning.
So when the Cardinals won, that was just by accident because they won?
They won. They won not just because of Adam Wainwright. They're getting Albert Pujols, too.
You said it yourself. Marian Rivera might be the most valuable postseason player of all time.
He is, but he was an
because he pitched
leader,
out of the bullpen.
And he's the greatest reliever ever. And you're assuming that Andrew Painter is just going to be a snap, lockdown closer.
What was Mariano Rivera first? Say it.
Everybody was a starter.
Right, he was a starter who failed.
But he was made a reliever because he had one pitch. Andrew Painter is being made a reliever.
No. There's no making. It's using him there. He's a starter next year. I'm not changing him forever. Just this season.
So the arm problem, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my God,
absolutely
with the arm problem. I never thought there'd be a day where Jolly was this scared of someone getting hurt. This is remarkable. I mean, he's going to get hurt.
You love putting words in people's mouth, don't
two
you?
2 years post Tommy John, and I'm worried he's going to get hurt.
Are or not, they are, and there's no reason to take this risk. Life is about risk and reward. The reward is not that great. You have other options.
The reward is not that great.
Options.
The reward is a World Series.
You're assuming they won a World Series because they put him there. It's
insane. And you're assuming he could get hurt.
Yes, I am.
He could get hurt starting.
Yes, he could.
All right, then that's it then. And we are done.
Oh, my God.
I think that's an appropriate place to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well fought.
Oh, wow.
Insane.
Well, it's not insane. I mean, it's not.
It is.
Look, we'll put it up to a vote.
Yeah.
See where the people come down on it. I think it was a good job by both of you guys.
Jolly,
good job.
I enjoyed that.
Always enjoy it, guys. I enjoy Hugh's reaction.
Jolly.
He's sitting in between us, his head bobbing back and forth.
I mean,
like,
he literally is in between
is
us.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening, and you both made some really... It was the verbal jabbing that was going on. It was really good, man.
You couldn't get past the back-to-back stuff and couldn't help himself.
Well, whenever we bring up back-to-backs...
But no,
Hugh's not mature enough for this thing.
Then the fact that Kyle's a little bit of a control freak. He lost complete control of this. did not rein anybody.
No, look, I wanted this to get a little out of control, which it did. But that was control.
Well, I think what we realize here is typically when Kyle tries to guide me, like, hey, we got to do this. That I'm pretty.
Yeah, well, you're blowing through stop signs.
Yeah, I listen most of the time.
Neither one of you
this
guys.
This time
listened,
I just said nah.
Kyle lost control, and I just kind of sat here.
You're putting this on me.
Yeah, because you're the guy.
You know, you're in there. You can help.
You're the button pusher.
You can help me.
What's you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? These two spirited individuals.
All right, Jolly, what's next? Are you back tomorrow for debate day?
Tomorrow to talk about the worst general manager in the history of Philadelphia.
I'm with you on that.
Strong. Not the dumbest, the worst. Darryl Morey.
Well, listen.
Yeah, with Spike. I'm
going to let you guys have it, but yeah. I don't like Darryl Morey.
You have
either.
Thoughts on this? Well, you know, Joe is defending Darryl a couple days.
Well, the worst is strong. I mean, the worst is strong.
Why'd you have to do this?
Because of expectations. Expectations are longest word than the
English
language.
I am an instigator. You heard him, Jolly. What you say to him? Say it again.
The longest word in the English language is expectations. Mm-hmm. Darryl Morey came in with expectations and totally ruined the team.
I don't like Darryl Morey. I mean, I'm more terrible on your side.
But why were you defending him the other day?
Well, because you made him out to be the dumbest guy in the history of the world.
I didn't say he was dumb, do you have faith in what he's going to do with this team?
I think he can hit this pick if he keeps the pick.
Mm. If Darryl Morey was hired to make water run down Niagara Falls, I wouldn't go to Buffalo anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're being a little heavy-handed, but I'm excited to hear it. Use that tomorrow. That's good. That's a good line.
Joe don't want no more. He's trying to get out of this.
Yeah, but I don't want to steal the thunder. That's their debate tomorrow, right? That's you. Jolly and I did our thing.
Well, we've had four of these. What's number five? We'll think of something.
It's got to come organic, right? It usually does.
I text Kyle all the time. Kyle tell you during the midday show. Yep. I listen all the time. I text him if there's ideas, something I like.
We know.
I take note of Jolly's takes.
Yeah,
so
we can
stash
feel it. Like when you and I are on total opposite sides, that's when we kind of set these up.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, Jolly, I enjoy it. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jolly.
It was more fun in person.
It's always fun. And sports talk is about opinions. There's no science sports talk. What's the atomic number of carbon? Thanks for being with us. Everybody's got an opinion, and we talk about it, and we'll see where the dice roll.
Well, that's it. All right. Paul Jolovitz in studio for debate days here on WIP. All right. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do a treat card 94 only at Sunoco. As we await the vote on the tush push, I think it's gone. Hugh thinks it's gone. Kyle is holding out hope. You can also vote on who won, me or Jolly, as we debate on the Andrew Painter thing. Paula is up in the Northeast. Hey, Paula.
Hey there.
Paula, what's
up?
Hey,
Paula.
Okay, now I am hoping that the Eagles are as lucky as I am today, because not only am I a first-time caller, I'm first-time caller and got through.
Wow.
Yay.
You know what? That's a pretty good day.
It's Kyle's fault.
Yeah. That is. So now I'm hoping the Eagles are as lucky as I am. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't think they are. I don't think the tush push is going through. We all know we've turned into – I'm sorry, I'm going to put that wet blanket over what just happened with this debate. But whenever somebody is successful, there's always a person who's ready to punch them in the throat. And I think that's what's going to be happening now. I don't think it's going to go through. And I think it's because of the success that the tush push had. Now, you know, and that's why I think that we're going to be done with it.
I agree. I think there's a lot of jealousy out there, Paula. And I think the bottom line is the commissioner wants it out of the league. And if the commissioner wants it out, we're screwed, even if we don't think it's fair.
Yeah. We could have a society that loves it, but it does not matter. The commissioner says nope.
Yep.
And that's the end of it.
Well, exactly. Because he'll just sway people to vote his way. All right, Paula, what is your guess for Hugh's Clues, as we have to give away this $100 gift card here?
All right, I'm going to go all out and say Aldi's.
Aldi?
That's a good guess.
Have you been there, Hugh?
Been to Aldi's?
Yeah.
Yes.
But is that the answer?
No.
Oh, Paula, we appreciate it. Not it. Were you overwhelmed in Aldi?
No, it was more underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed?
Well, it's like Aldi's is a grocery store, and they have a bunch of different stuff, but it was like, ain't a whole lot in there.
Not your cup of tea. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
All right.
215-592-9494. Our third clue. Is that what we got coming up here? Our third clue for Hugh's Clues. The people obviously need it today. Your phone calls as well. We are going to hear from Nick Sirianni, set to speak around 12:45. We'll carry that as Sirianni speaks for the first time after his new contract extension. Plus, a Philly signing, a potential signing. It's actually the name was thrown out there by Jolly. This might be a real thing.
They did just sign someone, too.
Was it the guy Jolly mentioned?
It was not.
Ooh, all right. We'll tell you who that is coming up. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I would love if Nick Sirianni got to the podium in 15 minutes with this song behind him. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're going to hit you with a third clue for Hugh's Clues coming up in a second here. Jolly, we appreciate him joining us for Jolly vs. Jillio. Sounds like I might be in for a second debate today. Rumors I might be on the afternoon show later for another debate.
For what?
Rumor. Me and Ike, apparently. So we'll find out if that's fully a good to go. It sounds like
it is. Are you prepared for this?
In some sense.
Do we know what the debate is?
It may be about the future of the Sixers. So I'm usually ready for those debates. Usually ready for those. All right, Nick Sirianni coming up at 12:45 today. We'll play that for you as he gets a contract extension. We await the vote for the Tush Push here. Of course, this hour, 94 WIP fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do Cheer Card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, I got to ask you guys, and I want full transparency, full honesty. I need the votes from Hugh Douglas and Kyle Quinn. Who won, me or Jolly?
Who won, Kyle?
Oh, you don't want to answer. It means you want to vote Jolly.
You would pass this on to me.
I
just want to know what he's going with.
I'm biased. I think Painter should go to the bullpen, so I was,
See, I'm not there with it, but
I'm not,
I think
it was.
You guys got to remove your bias.
No, see, can't do it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want him to go to the bullpen. So you made, put it like this. You made a strong argument for what you said it, but I don't want him to be in the bullpen.
So I'm fighting an uphill battle because most people don't want him in the bullpen. Yeah. So Jolly's on the side people came in wanting anyway. So I get it. I'm fighting an uphill battle. That's all right. We appreciate Jolly.
No, but listen, the debate was invigorating. It was great. You both guys made some valid points. I don't want to put him in the bullpen.
It's, though. It's not uphill with me. I'm with you.
I'm with you reluctantly. Did we like it better in studio? Was it
yes.
more fun?
Yeah. Way better.
I did feel like I got a better gauge on being able to just, like, we didn't jump on each other as much because I could see when he was
but
about
it started
to, talk.
To get that way.
Well, at the end, we had to, you know, go back and forth.
Especially
when Kyle said no more. And Kyle, I was like, nah, actually,
Kyle
we got
control.
More to yell about here. All right,
that's the first time I've ever seen Kyle lose control. Lost whole control of the show.
Yeah, because he made the example. Usually when he puts up the stop sign, I stop running, and this time I just.
I blew right through the stop sign.
Blew
straight through it.
I was like, nope,
Kyle lost control.
Not going to happen. Okay, Jolly did mention in his one of his rebuttals there that the Phillies could sign David Robertson. That rumor is actually out there. They've had talks with David Robertson, who's had two stints here with the Phillies. He's now 40 years old. He's had a wonderful career. He was still even pretty good last year. I don't know. I mean, if we're looking for 40-year-old relievers off the street, I think we have an issue here. But okay, if David Robertson wants to come back, I'll try him out. But Kyle, you said they did sign someone this morning?
Signed Lucas Sims.
Lucas Sims.
Minor league deal.
Yeah, I liked Lucas Sims a few years ago, but he struggled, I would say, for a few years. Most recently, I think he spent a little time this season with the Nationals, and then he kind of fell off there. He's bounced around. He was, I would say, 2 or 3 years ago in Cincinnati, he was quite good. Since then, he's bounced around. Former Braves prospect way back in the day. So Lucas Sims, minor league deal, but I mean, he just pitched to a 13 ERA with the Nats this season. So I'm going to hold my breath on that one. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. But first, Hugh, can we have a third clue? Can you help the people out?
You need a third clue? I thought those two clues.
I don't
were the
need
best.
One. The people need it.
This is a good one. This one going. Think about it. Like, okay, I'm going to give y'all a minute just to marinate in this clue that I'm about to give and listen to.
Okay.
The food court is always packed.
The food court is always packed.
Always packed.
Okay. All right. I actually think you've come back to give some good clues today. Because the first one, people were a little upset about.
Well,
a chain store, really.
See, this is the thing. When you call me mean and hurtful names, you people.
Like idiot.
Yeah, all of that, you people, that doesn't have the opposite effect that you want it to have. It makes me lean even more into my idiosity.
He's emboldened.
I am
idiosity?
Emboldened. Yeah, I just made it up.
Idiosity.
Rent, hey, Kyle, and you know what? I'll come back with my retort. Rent free.
Just and the ambiguity.
Kyle, rent free. Mm-hmm. Y'all do not know how good I sleep at night knowing.
With those fans?
With the industrial fans?
Yeah,
the wind tunnel fans. Knowing that I'm going to irritate somebody. Every time we do Hughes Clues, somebody's going to be thoroughly irritated with me.
But someone's going to win.
Somebody's
Someone
gonna
always
win.
Wins.
At the end of the day, somebody always wins. The fact that Jay called it, and Jay usually has ire for you.
Usually, yeah.
He was not happy with me my first clue.
You know, it's funny. I think I found someone that Jay likes less than me, and that's Jolly. He wanted me to beat Jolly.
That too. But yeah, he didn't have no ire for you, and he was thoroughly irritated with me in my first clue.
It was a refreshing call from Jay. It was fun, actually.
No, it was just that it wasn't about you today. It was about me and Jolly. It was about two different people.
Yeah, it was. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Jim in Springfield's up. Hey, Jim.
Jim.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mom was too big.
Jim
going once, twice.
Jim in Springfield, not up.
G-Money in Delaware. Hey, G-Money.
G-Money.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, CMB? G-Money?
You know, I thought I had you on that Hughes Clues, but I got to change up since you said a food court.
Mm.
What you got there, G-Money? Put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, man. It's got to be a mall, right?
Don't be trying to get another clue.
That's your guess.
G-Money, come on now.
Oh, what mall? Let me think. I'll go with Christiana Mall.
It's a fun guess, but not it, G-Money.
G-Money really thought he had it, though.
I know, he had
it. He thought he had it.
He was telling his friends, I got it. Listen, I got it.
He thought he was about to get that gas money.
Man, listen, I need that, but it's all good.
That was a good guess, though.
All right, G-Money, what do you think about Tush Push? Is it gone?
Well, this is the thing. There's a cost that comes with winning. And unfortunately, because we won the Super Bowl, now all the haters are showing up. So
yeah, I
think that I'm trying to think positive. I'm hoping that by them banning it, which I do believe they're going to do, it's going to release the Kraken, man. I believe that that we're going to be so pissed off as fans and as players that, man, next year we're going to come back with such an intensity. And, you know, it's kind of like when I grew up and you be in a fight and you beat the guy up and then he sends his big brother to jump in and you beat him up. That kind of scenario. They had to call the league. They had to call the league on us, bro, to shut us down. They had to call Goodell on us to shut us down. So my thing is, man, I'm hoping that it will be a backfire. You know what I mean? I hope that it backfires on. We come back stronger than ever. I hope we release the Kraken on them next year, bro.
The revenge tour, G-Money. We're going after all of them.
Yes, sir. We'll show them.
I like that.
You imagine the trash they be talking?
Yep.
Oh, you guys had to ban us. You had to try to, you know, do whatever you could, especially when Green Bay comes to town. I can't wait for Green Bay to come to town.
Well, we go there this year, so we'll beat them there. G-Money, good phone call. Yeah, we have the enemies of the Tush Push. We know the names. And we also had this from Diana Rossini. She said she spoke to a GM on the Tush Push thing, and apparently part of the reasoning that the Packers may have been the team here that pushed this, no pun intended, is because Green Bay is the only team in the NFL without a principal owner. So the GM she spoke to believes the Packers proposing the rule change softens the appearance that another owner is against the play, even if other team supporters. You know what?
So they say it's another owner wants it, but the collective – The collective of the people, they can say whatever. The Green Bay wanted it.
And they don't even have an owner.
Yeah. So they can't blame it on just one person.
It feels like a real Goodell thing. Hey, Green Bay, you guys proposed this. Then no one could be mad at any of the owners. It's amazing the lengths they're going to get this thing pushed. Pushing the vote back a month, having Green Bay be the team that does it. I mean, it's petty stuff by Roger Goodell. It really
Super
is.
Super petty.
Tom in Norristown. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I think the Tush Push stayed.
How come?
Oh my goodness.
Well, simply, I think the revision actually hurts the other teams more. So, and plus, I think Howie, being that it's only, they only have to sway eight teams have to say they want to keep it. Mm-hmm. I think Howie can sway one or two teams our way.
That's what he's trying to do now. That's why they had the phone call.
He's calling around.
I think the vote's close enough. So I have faith in Howie that push the two teams that they probably need to lean our way.
So I hope you're right. And Tom, I do think the new language is interesting because Kyle had the same thought that maybe the new language actually makes it less likely teams vote for it. I'm just not – like, how is Howie going to sway people? Like, why would I want to help Howie out
because
here?
Because technically, Howie just has to have two more teams say, you know what, screw the other guy.
Yeah.
But if you look at a guy on the, you know, 9 yards, he gets 9 yards, offensive lineman bumps him forward 1 yard.
You can't do it anymore, right?
Yeah, that happens a lot, though.
It does.
And so I think if he pushes the couple flaws that you can see in the band, I think he can do it.
Well, I hope, Tom, I hope you're right. And if he does it, we're going to be in good shape to keep this thing. Tom, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Costco.
Nailed it, Tom.
I had that answer like 2 hours ago.
Is that right?
Oh, he had it.
The minute you said it, I knew what it was. Because the first time I walked in Costco, I was overwhelmed.
It's an overwhelming place, man.
What'd you go get?
I went to get, I got I got some chicken. This weekend, they got these bags of chicken that you boil the bags and you put them in the hot water and you boil them.
Can we eat glizzies?
It's like protein. I did not get a glizzy.
But the glizzies, they're only $1.50.
$1.50. You get $1.50 for a glizzy and a soda.
Their CEO said they will never raise the price.
Yeah. And here's the thing that got me about Costco. People don't know the word excuse me.
Well, like, there's a lot going on.
It was packed.
Yeah.
But it's like, dog, we got these big-ass carts. It's a lot of stuff in the store. Get that big ass cart out the middle of the aisle.
You got to. You might miss something. Then you see a sample. You got to go get.
And I spoke in my nice black people voice, and they just still had it.
Well, that was very nice of you. All right, coming up on the other side, 215-592-9494. We will have all your phone calls, and we'll hear from Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, fresh off his new contract extension on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.